This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Heart Greens. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit IntelligentGreens.com. That's IntelligentGreens.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In, here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Thank you for listening. I invite all of my listeners to email me to radioprogram@AOL.com with any questions, topics of interest, comments, anything. It's all good. It's all helpful. And you're giving me topics to talk about as well, so I do appreciate that. Now, I reserve the right to discriminately choose the topics as they relate to nutrition and wellness and so forth. So here we are. We are post-Thanksgiving, one down, two more to go, I normally say, during the holiday season. It's three holidays for most of us. So here we are. I want to give you a bit of motivation now that the first holiday is over. Thanksgiving is over, and I hope all of you had a wonderful, healthy, and happy Thanksgiving. I'm hoping you got in touch with your loved ones and all was fine and well, even after this very chaotic post-election. I want to remind everyone to get back on program. And one of the first ways we can do that is gratitude. Thanksgiving is all about gratitude, right? So have gratitude for your health, for your good health, your family, your loved ones, your friends. All of us should be thinking now about the next year ahead, especially as you know, one of the busiest season for diet books to come on the scene is every January. And I think last year there might have been a total of about 20 or 22 diet books because everyone is on a mission with their New Year's resolutions to lose weight or reach their health goals. It's not all about weight. It's about, maybe it's about your lipid profile or how you've been feeling or to reduce inflammation, your blood pressure. Who knows? Prevent cancer in your life if you have a strong family history or have had exposures. So I want to say, let's not just make it about a resolution, but just go ahead and do this anyway, because we've resolved to do something every year. And then it kind of, the whole novelty of that idea kind of falls away by February. Everybody, you know, there are more gym memberships, more signups for gym memberships in the month of January. And most people fall away by February or March. So don't just make it a yearly resolution. Start thinking about it now, after this first season's holiday, about getting back on program. Many of you who know me, and I've even given the example of Thanksgiving at my house. If I have a low-carb Thanksgiving at my house, a lot of my relatives won't appreciate that or won't want to come. So we will make the very traditional Thanksgiving at my house, but then I invite everyone to bring a Tupperware. And by the way, Thanksgiving this time was not at my house, but at my sister's. So I invite everyone at Thanksgiving, if Thanksgiving is at my house, to bring a Tupperware so that they could carry out all of the things that I know my husband and I would be better not having in our refrigerator. Pumpkin pie. Sweet potatoes with marshmallows? Does anybody do that anymore? Sweet potatoes are fine enough. My preference was even turnips, actually, a little lower in carbohydrate. But then all of the sweets and treats and so forth and so on. So I tell people, don't make Thanksgiving a four-day event. And if I was having Thanksgiving at my house, as I have in the past, by inviting everyone to bring a Tupperware and to take away the leftovers and just leaving over for me and my husband some leftover turkey, some roasted vegetables like Brussels sprouts, string beans, all of that, you know, some sweet potato. And that's about it. Any greens that we make, and we're always making a salad, even though it's not, a salad is not traditional Thanksgiving fare, but so this way, Thanksgiving doesn't turn into an all weekend feast. So you've gone off your program on Thanksgiving. Now get back on. It doesn't turn into a whole weekend tie on the feed bag feast. So alternatively, you can freeze a lot of your leftovers and take them out from time to time over the next couple of months or so. That's another option. So thank you for listening to my little soapbox about getting back on program. But you know, we have to stop thinking in extremes. It's not all or nothing when we're trying to stay on a healthy program, if we're on a weight loss diet, if we're on a health goal, eating plan, wellness plan. You can't say, oh, well, I already cheated, so it's all over, it's all gone, I'm going to have to start from scratch. No, you don't have to start from scratch. Tomorrow's a new day, so just start again tomorrow, but you're not starting from scratch. And if you have been on a low-carb diet, and found out that you gained 5 to 7 pounds overnight between Thursday night and Friday of Thanksgiving weekend, a lot of that is also water weighing gait. It will take you 3 to 4 days to come back into ketosis, but you can do it. I am certain you can. Now, I want to get to some of your questions today. I've got an email from John. Dear Layla, could you please elaborate on what to use to fight toenail fungus? Okay. Now, there's a difference between if you already have toenail fungus and, of course, prevention of toenail fungus. If you already have athlete's foot, you want to be able to get that under control. I first invite anyone with this issue to see their podiatrist, their foot doctor, to follow up on this. Let me talk first about the things that your podiatrist will likely recommend. And how do I know this? I know this from other podiatrists, and I know this from the patients who have reported to me on what was recommended for their toenail fungus. So let me share that with you, because I'm not a doctor. So for those with toenail fungus, some podiatrists have prescribe something like Lamisil, which is an oral antifungal, but we know that a side effect of this can be liver toxicity. So I know Dr. Hoffman has not advised those to take Lamisil. Other podiatrists have advised a cream called Tineacide. Tineacide is T-I-N-E-A-C-I-D-E. It's a cream applied twice daily on clean feet and toenails over the course of 2 months or so. Do follow your podiatrist's advice on this, can be helpful. And remember, remember that it takes a good 6 months for that toenail to completely grow out. Our toenails grow more slowly than our fingernails do. Our fingernails grow 3 times as fast as our toenails. So I'm passing along that medical information to you via podiatrists, patients who have told me of the advice from their podiatrists. Now let me talk to you about prevention of toenail fungus. First of all, just some very commonsensical things, but worth mentioning here because maybe they're not common sense. If you're a daily exerciser like many of us are, and your feet are getting sweaty in your socks and your sneakers, you want to make sure after your exercise to take them off, to change. When you shower, wash and dry your feet thoroughly, but really dry your feet thoroughly before putting on a fresh pair of clean socks. And another bit of advice from podiatrists is this. we're not to be wearing the same shoes day in and day out over several days. We are meant to wear a pair of shoes, let's say today, Monday, and not wear those shoes tomorrow. You're meant to switch your shoes off. And that, I would advise then to do the same with your sneakers. If you only have one pair of sneakers for your daily exercise, that pair of sneakers doesn't have enough time to completely dry out from the previous day's exercise. You need a good 24, maybe 48 hours. It may be worth your while to invest in a second pair of sneakers, especially if you have recurring athlete's foot and toenail fungus. Okay, more prevention. Get that sugar out of your diet. Very, very important to eliminate sugar from your diet. That includes starchy carbohydrates, white flour, too many grains, all of that. You know, a lot of our grains, because of the relationship to aflatoxin, because of their tendency to grow fungus, to have mold, is also problematic. So lower your carbohydrate intake and absolutely eliminate the sugar from your diet. That includes too much fruit. Grape skins have mold residues already on them. If you don't already see that at your local grocery store. So, of course, you want to make sure that your produce is completely clean, free of mold, free of any of that. And, of course, if your organic produce in the grocery store is looking sad, old, and tired, don't buy that. Opt for frozen. Opt for frozen. Coming back to prevention of toenail fungus, athlete's foot, all of that, because it's a fungi, elimination of sugar is very, very important, but also possibly embarking on a Candida diet, which is also a low-carb diet, but we're also eliminating a lot of fermented stuff, like, wine and beer, maybe things like mushrooms, cantaloupe, things, yeasted breads, things of that nature, very moldy, stinky cheeses like your Roquefort, your Stilton, any of that. It may be worth your while to make some changes in your diet besides the common sense measures. Another thing for prevention of nail fungus, or even while you have nail fungus or athlete's foot, I know this is a recommendation here at the Hoffman Center a lot, is to start taking olive leaf extract. You could take 500 milligrams twice a day with your food. You can up it to 1,000 milligrams twice a day with your food. Olive leaf extract is a potent antifungal. Oregosilin, oil of oregano, is also recommended for fungus, for fungal infection. Taking a probiotic, because you want to be able to re-inoculate your microbiota, your gut microbiota, with the healthy stuff, the beneficial bacteria, which can crowd out the bad guys and the fungi to help eliminate any widespread systemic infection of the bad microbiota. That's what you want to be doing, is taking care of your gut. When they say good health begins in the gut, they weren't kidding. So these are all the different ways. Other ways, you know, eczema is also related. It's a skin rash related to Candida, which is also helped by taking olive leaf, by taking oregosilin. I would also include borage oil, because it's good for skin and the skin around the fungal toenail. It's also very helpful there. Oh, just to back up the truck a little bit, another thing your podiatrist may tell you, or things that I've heard from other patients who've had foot fungal infections, whether it's toenails or athlete's foot, is don't use lotion on your feet, not all over your feet, like places like between your toes. That might inspire mold growth or mold overgrowth. So these are the things to look at. Clean up your diet. If you have fungus toenails, make sure your socks are clean every day. Don't wear the same pair of socks that you wore yesterday. Not for your workout, and not for from the previous day of just being out at work and in the world, of walking in your socks and in your shoes. You want to make sure that every day you've got a fresh pair of socks. Also, change your shoes every day. And the previous day's shoes, really untie them and open them up a little bit and maybe even leave them on a windowsill with the window cracked open. I know it's winter here, almost, in the Northeast, so to air them out. So consider doing all of those things for prevention of toenail fungus. John, I thank you for your question. All right. And for any other of you who have questions, email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. I've got another question from Rick. Rick emails me, "Hi, Layla. Thanks for your good work, and I always look forward to the email newsletter." Thanks, Rick. Thanks for reading. "I'm a 62-year-old male, quadruple bypass surgery 2 years ago, feel great, very active, and eat very well." Rick says, "I've become quite confused about Greek yogurt. I look at sugar labels on everything, and if it's too high, I don't eat it. I love Greek yogurt and usually add fruit, nuts, or both. Sometimes a little oatmeal, chia seeds, and or ground flax meal. However, I often read dairy isn't good for us. I've never been a milk drinker. Then I read Greek yogurt is okay or not. Digestion isn't an issue for me. Any thoughts? Thank you, Rick." Thank you for your question, Rick. Now, several things here. Many people, anybody with a dairy allergy or anything like that, dairy allergy, sensitivity, idiosyncratic reaction to dairy, should avoid it at all costs. Those with lactose intolerance, the advice is a little different. Those with lactose intolerance normally have trouble with high lactose dairy products like milk, ice cream, right? And ice cream, of course, has the added sugar. But a lot of the lactose in yogurt is being eaten up by the beneficial probiotics in there. So that's why many people with lactose intolerance are able to tolerate yogurt. Now, Greek yogurt, it's a strange yogurt. It's a more creamy yogurt for anybody who's ever tried it. If you're having Greek yogurt, it's best to eat it plain, full fat. Although I know for a lot of people who consume Greek yogurt, the full fat is quite creamy, almost as creamy as a whipped cream or a heavy cream. So you could opt for the 2%. I wouldn't go all the way to zero unless you're a really diehard calorie counter and it's working for you. But you know I'm not a fan of non-fat products. It's great to have some Greek yogurt, not in huge quantities. I really wouldn't have more than maybe about 4 ounces a day. That's a half a cup, because even about a cup of Greek yogurt is going to have maybe 10 grams of carbs a day, and it really depends on your carb load. So having some plain Greek yogurt, you could add your own fresh fruit. Try to make it low glycemic, like berries. Nuts. Nuts are fine. Chopped walnuts would be great, and especially heart healthy. They'll contain a little more omega-3s than many of the other nuts. And sometimes a little oatmeal. Make sure it's a good, like a heavy steel cut oatmeal, Rick. Chia seeds need to bloat up. Maybe the yogurt helps to do that. Ground flax meal is also a great idea. So now, having had quadruple bypass surgery 2 years ago, Rick, you should be on a lower carb, a lower glycemic index eating plan. And that can include Greek yogurt, as long as you eat it in smaller quantities and not, you know, 8 whole ounces every day with a whole lot of fruit in it, or fruit juice or honey. And you tell me you're not doing that. So that's great. I think this should be fine. I do want to point out, however, that dairy products, possibly with the exception of hard cheeses, are highly insulinogenic, meaning because dairy, animal milk, mother's milk, contains a lot of growth factors, they do stimulate IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor 1. That would include yogurt. Now, too much insulin in the body we know is related to inflammation. It's associated to cancers, all of that. Now, we're talking for those already with metabolic syndrome or hyperinsulinemia, hyperinsulinism. The addition of yogurt may not be great, but if this is the source of the inflammation which has then caused your arteries to calcify and cause obstruction, I would really be mindful of all the insulin triggers in your diet. Sugar is one. Alcohol is another. Too many grains, as well as the refined carbohydrates, as well as too much fruit. But dairy can also be an insulin trigger, and it can be in the form of yogurt as well. Of course, milk, ice cream, kefir, which is higher in carbohydrates than a smaller portion of Greek yogurt, is going to be more insulinogenic than the Greek yogurt. So keep the quantities low. Keep it full fat. Keep it plain. Probably shouldn't have it every day. I wouldn't recommend it. And because of its relation to insulin, this is the reason I point this out. And too much insulin in the body can cause more obstruction in the arteries, more calcification, because it oxidizes LDL that's already high. It can contribute to a higher blood sugar. But again, if you're eating this in the context, if you're eating a full-fat plain Greek yogurt in the context of a low-carb, low glycemic index diet, all the better. So enjoy it in those quantities. Thank you, Rick, for your question. Thank you, John, for your question. I invite you, all of my listeners, to email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. And I thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman and you'll get a $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.